Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod, a daily podcast about space, science, and tech. I'm your host, Will Walden, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about the moon. Well, we all know that our nearest neighbor has water. Well, water ice, I should say. And we know this because we've had probes outside of the moon, not on the moon, around the moon, from Earth, etc. But NASA is going to change all that pretty soon. They want to send a lunar probe that will map the moon's water reserves as part of their Artemis missions, which will be happening in the next 5 or so years. And these moon probes, they're going to make sure that the people that get to the moon will have adequate water supplies in the future. And that's what this whole Artemis program is about. It's about exploration of the future of humanity on the lunar surface. And this new probe called the Viper, it's called the Volatiles Investigating Polar Exploration Rover, will deploy 4 different scientific instruments and a drill capable of penetrating into 1 meter of rock in its investigation of our nearest neighbor, our beautiful, beautiful moon. So the project manager of Viper, sorry, I'm kind of sick still, so I'm kind of getting over this. So if I clear my throat or whatever, that's the reason. And I've been sick for about a week or so. So I'm just getting over it, back at it. So here we go. The project manager of the Viper mission, Daniel Andrews, said, "The key to living on the moon is water, the same as here on Earth. Since the confirmation of lunar water ice 10 years ago, the question now is if the moon could really contain the amount of resources we need to live off-world. This rover will help us answer the many questions we have about where the water is and how much there is for us to use." So when you go to the moon, you're either going to have to bring water with you, or you're going to have to make water there, or use the water that's already there. And bringing water to the moon, you can bring some. But water is really heavy and it takes up a lot of space. So the reason why they want to do these missions is because, well, if it's already there, why can't we just change this ice into water so we can breathe it? We can use it as fuel on the surface. You know, the hydrogen from this ice can also be used as fuel, of course. But this water ice, they have to make sure that it isn't super contaminated with anything. And they have to find out if it is contaminated with stuff, what they have to use to purify it. So this water ice has to be melted, purified, and then it can become drinking water eventually, right? And these initial probes, this isn't going to happen with these probes. This is just going to basically say, okay, what is this water ice? What is this made out of? How big is it? You know, how thick is it? And, you know, is it capable of becoming the things that we need it to become? And we have to make that technology. So in between now and, well, we're going to land there in 2024, but we're not going to probably use this kind of technology for another 5 or so years after 2024. So probably 2030s, we're going to be using the water ice on the moon, if all goes well, to make drinkable water for our astronauts, for the people that actually land on the lunar surface. And one of the major questions about the water reserves on the moon is whether they're in the form of pure water ice or if it's a thin coating of ice grains on rocks. So if it's not a thick sheet of water ice, then there's really no reason to use it because there's not enough of it. So the temperatures on the moon range from 260 degrees Fahrenheit to negative 280 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 127 Celsius to negative 176 Celsius. And liquid water can't persist on the moon's surface. And water vapor is broken down into hydrogen and oxygen by the sun. And any ice that persists on the moon, they were probably deposited there in impact events by asteroids and the such. Just hunks of ice that have fallen onto the lunar surface. and crash into it and made big holes, basically, that have ice in them. So what they're going to do is land this Viper rover in one of these holes and hopefully get what they need out of it so people can live on the moon, can work on the moon. It'll be driving around on the lunar surface, and it'll be collecting data on different types of soil based on the amount of sunlight and thermal heating an area receives. And it's a $250 mission, supposed to launch in 2022. So we have a couple years still, and it'll operate for about 100 days. So we'll be able to get a lot of good science out of this rover. So this is going to be a pretty cool breakthrough experiment that we're going to be doing on the moon that will hopefully lead us to colonies on our closest neighbor. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's been sticking with me through this whole show. We're almost at a year. We have a ton of new stuff happening every single day. So without you, I wouldn't be doing this as much. I do it every day because I love to do it, but it's with your support that I can continue to do this. So the best way to support the show is just to listen to it. You know, listen to it. And a better way is to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And an even better way is to join our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/spacenewspod and check that out. So I want to say thanks again for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.